The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd and DrFloyd.com proudly present The Gift, with narration and music by Phil Van Tee.
$1.27. That was all he had, and most of it was in pennies. Fidget had counted it three times. He had saved for months, and this was all he had to show for it. Tomorrow was Christmas. $1.27. There was nothing the little sock-shaped assistant could do but throw himself down on the couch and have a good cry. Times were hard and becoming increasingly harder. For the past few months, Fidgert had been traveling through time and space as the assistant to evil mastermind Dr. Steve, whose goal was to plunder famous historical artifacts and sell them on eBay. This scheme had, to date, not worked out as planned, as they were thwarted at every turn by the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd. Being thwarted meant no items to sell on eBay, which meant no money coming into the Dr. Steve Incorporation of Evil, which meant no paycheck for Fidgert. Fidgert finished his cry and walked over and stood next to the window to watch the time and space stream float by. Tomorrow would be Christmas, and he had only $1.27 to buy Dr. Steve a Christmas present. A present that he hoped would soften Dr. Steve's heart and possibly make him a little less evil. Just then, Fidgert whirled from the window and ran to his room. He pulled his stool across to his bureau and, scrambling up it, looked into the mirror. Gently, he ran his hand across the bright orange plume feather that adorned his head. In the dank dinginess of Dr. Steve's time and spaceship, there were two possessions in which Dr. Steve and Fidgert took great pride. One was Dr. Steve's 56-inch flat-screen digital cable-ready HDTV television. This was one of the few things Dr. Steve had ever bothered to get the old-fashioned way, actually saving up money and paying for it. The other prized possession was Fidgert's marvelous orange plume, which rose straight out of the back of his head. It was glorious, and all who looked upon it for the first time were quite impressed. Fidgert's sock-shaped race of creatures had three plumes in their lifespan. A bright red plume during youth, which was ceremoniously plucked when his kind reached the age of 18. Then the bright orange plume of young adulthood quickly sprang into place. This is the feather that now adorned Fidgert's head. Then, when their race reached the age of 57, the orange plume usually fell out and was replaced with a deep blue plume, which symbolized those of an older age. Fidgert looked at the plume's reflection in the mirror, and a single tear rolled down his cheek and fell to the floor. On went his jacket as he hopped from the stool, and soon he was at the controls of the time and spaceship, making a jump back to Settle River City in his own time. He ran down the street till he came to a small shop at the end of it. The sign said, "Madame Sofroni's Feather Emporium." Fidgert opened the door and walked in, greeted by the rather large Madame Sofroni.
"Will I buy your feather? Let me take a look at it. Come here."
Fidgert approached cautiously. Madame Sofroni examined the feather closely.
"I will give you $50.
Two hours later, Fidgert stood breathless in the middle of the Saddle River Galleria. He quickly crept past the section of the mall where Dr. Floyd was busy reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas' to a group of children and ran into Balthazar's Electronic Boutique. The ad he had seen was right. They had a special on brand new TiVos for $49.99. Minutes later, Fidgert crept back past Dr. Floyd, the large gift box in hand. Back on the ship, where the gift was wrapped and placed squarely on the middle of the table in the galley, Fidgert sat and waited for Dr. Steve to arrive. Fidgert had prepared a sumptuous Christmas Eve dinner of pork chops and applesauce. He adjusted the small Saddle River Little League baseball cap that he was wearing to cover his now bare head. His new plume would grow in about 3 weeks. He would wear the cap till then. Just then, the door opened, and in came Dr. Steve.
"Fidgert? Ah, there you are. Merry Christmas Eve." "Fidgert, you look different. Have you lost weight since I saw you this morning?" "Well, never mind. It doesn't matter. Let's eat. I'm starving."
Fidgert adjusted his hat and went about serving the meal. The entire time Fidgert served the meal, Dr. Steve eyed the wrapped gift on the table, and before they took their first bite, Dr. Steve paused.
"Fidgert?
Yeah?
Aren't you forgetting something? We do not wear hats at the dinner table."
Fidgert slowly removed his hat, and there was an awkward silence as Dr. Steve stared at him.
Fidgert, your feather is gone. What happened to it? You did what? You sold your feather? Why would you do that? You sold your feather to buy me a Christmas gift? Why, Fidget, I don't know what to say. That's the most selfish thing that anyone has ever done for me. Yes, I'll open it. Let me see. Why, Fidget, it's a TiVo. You sold your feather to buy me a TiVo for my 56-inch flat-screen digital cable-ready HDTV television? Fidget, that is so... what's the word?
Unloving?
Yes, that's it. Unselfish. Well, Fidget, you'll be happy to know that I, too, did something completely unselfish to get you a Christmas gift as well. Sell my 56-inch flat-screen digital cable-ready HDTV television to buy you a feather brush? Oh, no. I would never do that. Are you crazy? My most prized possession? No. But I did do something just as selfless. I got you this.
Dr. Steve pulled out a small wrapped package and placed it in front of Fidgert. He slowly unwrapped it, and there in his hands was a small plastic spoon. Fidgert looked up at Dr. Steve.
Don't you love it? It's a super soggy sugar spoon. For months, I have been saving the box tops from these super soggy sugar flakes, and 4 to 6 weeks ago, I sent away for it. Here, look, it has a flashlight so you can eat at night, and when you push this button, it talks.
It's slippery like phlegm.
Oh, that is so good. Push it again.
It's slippery like phlegm.
Oh, so good. Well, Merry Christmas, Fidgert. I'm going to go set up my TiVo.
The Magi, as you know, were wise men who invented the art of giving Christmas presents. Being wise, their gifts were no doubt wise ones. And here I have told you the tale of a foolish, evil mastermind and his sock-shaped assistant, one of whom sacrificed the greatest treasure he owned. Of all who give gifts, this simple sock is the wisest. All who give gifts, as Fidgert did, are indeed the wisest. He is the Magi. Be wise, be safe. Be merry. Merry Christmas from everyone at the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd and www.drfloyd.com.
Hey, Fidget, look, it's 24 hours of A Christmas Story.
Really?
Bring your spoon and let's watch.
It's